This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball.
Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
I love sunshine. I don't know about you. 92.5 WBE. When it sun's out, Bo's out. I love getting my hike on, walking my dogs. The sun just excites me. So the overcast, the gloom through the winter months here, I'm like, summer's saying I need a happy lamp. Is that what they're called?
Yeah. You've never lived anywhere where there's been overcast in the winter?
Not consistent.
Not day after day, huh?
Yeah, when in Colorado, the sun comes out 356 days a year. No matter how bad the storm is, that sun will pop out.
Oh.
Lived in Vegas, sun's out a lot.
Right.
California, sun's out, you know. But this light, do you think it's effective?
I mean, I have one. I like to use it. It's very bright. I got it out of the garbage, so I don't know how effective it is.
That a girl.
Yeah.
I mean, I picked it up by the side of the road.
So the joy that I got from, you know, a good bargain of it being free, I don't know how much that's influencing my happiness.
Right. That releases some endorphins when you get excited about that.
How about at your work? Do you have colored lights, mood lights? Do you and do they work? I hear blue is to keep you stress-free, but also focused. Green, minimal fatigue, promoting creativity and balance. Yellow is the one that's supposed to be energy. Does anybody have yellow or orange in their workplace? Should we get that in the studio? We've got this bright white spotlight in here that blinds us all. I think it's to get us to wake up more and drink less coffee because we got this big bright light we have to have on. But maybe we should put a color tint over it.
Yeah, I used to have a green light. I used it all the time and it helped improve my mood. I don't know if it was just all in my head. But yeah, I enjoy sitting in, and you're supposed to sit with it like very close to your face. You know, not like burn yourself or anything, but sit with it so you can really feel the effects of that light to your mood.
That's been something in saunas that they have the different color light therapies and you can go through and hit the different colors and all of the, it has in their little sheet with all the meanings of the different lights.
I'm serious. If you have mood lights in your workplace and they work, please let us know what color works and why.
Because if it does work, why wouldn't every business in the planet change their lighting?
Exactly.
I'm talking to you, Walmart. Put us all in a better mood.
585-252-WBEE. Chris Stapleton losing some fans.
Well, it must just be that he's renovating his house, right? He's getting rid of some ceiling fans. That's the only logical explanation. How could he be losing fans?
No, that's absolutely incorrect. No. But thank you, Hope.
Hope was wrong.
Yes. 92.5 WBEE. He's not losing fans in the U.S. See, he's down in Australia doing concerts, promoting his whiskey traveler blend. And they're like, here it is. Time for a shoey. You know, where you drink out of someone's shoe or boot, a beer or whiskey. Luke Combs has done it.
Okay.
Many other artists. It's the shoey.
And it's Morgan big Wallen in Australia? Did it.
Big in Australia. That's like their thing.
Ew. Okay.
Yeah. I mean,
and Chris
I don't,
is like, I'm not doing it?
Chris Stapleton, hard no. Not drinking out of a stranger's boot or shoe. Ugh. And they started booing him.
Good.
He's like, I'm going to go back to singing. I'm not doing the shoey thing. I mean, out of the three of us, any of us interested in doing a shoey, drinking out of someone else's shoe or boot?
No way. It has to be from someone else's. It can't be like a brand new one from the store that I just happened to buy that no foot's been in.
No, that's not how they roll down under. No.
Yeah, shoey. There's no way.
Hard no for
no
shoey.
No way.
What about even your husband?
Steve!
From, like, his boot?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a big no. I don't even like his boots, like, by where I'm sitting. Certainly not going to drink out of it.
You're in my radius. Move the work boot.
The work boot. I can smell it from here.
Yeah, I'm not big on it, but, you know, you're in that moment. Maybe there's a party. Maybe. But
is
now,
it? I don't. No. Okay. What's the logic? What's the reasoning? It's like brings luck or.
Nah, they just like to bond with you. Like, I trust you. Yes, we're together.
Oh, we're besties now that you've drank out of my boot.
Exactly. So Chris Stapleton losing some fans. He got booed down in Australia because he wouldn't do the shoey. Huh. He said, hard no, and all three of us are agreeing with.
Well, I fully support that.
I'm saying. Okay, no, I'm not saying. No, I'm saying about my wife. If she asked me to, I might. I'll let you know on Monday if I do it.
That's your wife. I thought the whole thing was that it was a stranger.
That's true. See? Okay. All right. Think about it. Would you or wouldn't you? Do you agree with his hard no? Let's make it part of the world's easiest contest. It could win you Dierks Bentley concert tickets. It could. Chris Stapleton losing some fans because of the shoey. And he said hard no. That's the answer we're looking for. Hard no. 585-252-WBE 252-9233. And when you are calling number 19, we're going to ask you if you would do a shoey or not too. WBE Rochester's new country Dierks Bentley concert tickets up for grabs. All right. Call number 19 here. Chris Stapleton may have lost some fans in Australia because he wouldn't do the shoey where you drink out of a stranger's shoe. In fact, what did he say when it was offered to him?
That's a hard no.
Yeah!
Woo! Congratulations!
Hey, that sounds good.
You're going to go see Dierks Bentley with Zach Top August 14th.
Woo!
Darien Lake. Tickets are going to go on sale today at 10 a.m. at LiveNation.com, but you're going to go see Dierks on us.
Awesome. I'm so excited.
Would you ever drink out of someone else's shoe, a shoey?
No.
Okay, yeah.
Can't say I would.
You know, a texter's reminding us that we take a big shot out of a random bowling ball at the Bills games.
That's true.
So we're like, ew, gross, but drink out of a bowling ball?
Shoes just seem a little dirtier. Shoes seem very
yeah, you don't sweat in a bowling ball.
I don't know. I've done those Bills Mafia bowling ball shots. They never wipe it or anything. Yeah. It's just the next person. You're like, ugh. Rochester's new country. It's your B-Morning Coffee Club. Well, we got on the subject of shoeys. They do it down in Australia. Some say it's a sign of good fortune. Other, hazing. Drink out of a stranger's shoe. Chris Stapleton said a hard no on that. Luke Combs has done it, though. Morgan Wallen's done it. Chris Stapleton, hard no. And then when we were talking to the winner, texts started coming in like, well, we think that's gross. What about the bowling ball? Bills Mafia, tailgating.
We're sitting here judging another country's traditions. Yeah. And meanwhile, we're doing it too for good luck.
Okay, but a bowling ball doesn't have somebody's sweaty foot juices in it.
Foot juices.
And you're pouring the alcohol in it. Like, if you pour enough Everclear in there, it's probably disinfecting itself, I would think.
I remember the first time I did it. Yeah. They're all like, I go, hey, you get it. Wipe it down. What are you, rookie? First time? Just do the shot. What's in it? What's with all the questions?
Yeah.
Forget about it. You going to do it or not? Get out of the way. You're holding up the line. I was getting yelled at. I'm like, yeah, it was the first time I said questions.
That's why you bring your own wipes. Come on. You are a rookie. Antibacterial wipe it. Shoot. Real quick.
And then you do the shot?
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting.
And you don't put your whole mouth on it. You know.
Oh.
It's like what we women have to do. When the seat's not covered, we got to hover. That's similar to what you got to do.
Got to waterfall it.
Well, yeah. Oh, man, it was my first time. I went all in.
Man, you should,
I French kissed that thing. I wanted to get every drop out of that finger hole of the Bills Mafia bowling ball.
Somebody says, hey, bowling ball, why don't you do a bacteria test? Yuck. Whose fingers were in the holes? If they didn't wash their hands, use the bathroom. Mm. OMG. Yeah.
Also, another texter says, watch it. They start chewing on something. Someone may have lost an acrylic nail. Oh, that would be the worst.
So we're way grosser than the shoey.
Maybe.
It's like when you're describing it like this, it's like, man, maybe we're the weird ones.
92.5 WB, it's your B-Morning Coffee Club. Wow, you seem to track them all, TJ. First, stink bugs invading the house. Remember all the snakes going into her garage? What's invading house now?
Well, now they're a little bit cuter, but they're more in your face, what's invaded my home. So I have company. I have so much company, I have bodies on the couches. So Morgan Pearl, my oldest, is flying in today. So as a result, you know, my now deceased ex, his mother is coming to visit, or so I thought. So grandma calls and says, I'm going to come stay with you guys. I want to see Morgan. And she's a hairdresser. She's like, I want to do everybody's hair. And I was like, yeah, sure. Then she shows up with her mother. Great grandma.
Wow. So you're invaded by grandmas.
I've got two grandmas. And here's the kicker. They both have hearing issues.
Okay.
Great grandmas pretty much can't hear at all, but they have
hearing aids.
And I found out the hard way that when you're loud, I guess it makes the hearing aids like squeak or go like feedback.
Really?
And so I'm talking like I always do because I'm loud. And grandma was like, you're making my ear give me feedback. So then I'm like, oh, so now I got to be really quiet in my house. Great grandma. She watches your lips so she can read lips. But when she's done listening to you, she'll just look away. So I'm talking to her. She'll ask me a question. And I'm like, great grandma, blah, 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 blah. And I start talking and she's like, uh-huh. And she looks away. And I know dang well, now she's not listening because she's not looking at my lips.
She didn't.
And then she just turns and smiles and nods. She laughs and nods. I'm like, you didn't hear a thing I just said.
The courtesy laugh.
But here's the kicker. It was they came late yesterday. So it was a nice evening and, you know, we had some laughs. But this morning I'm up 4:30 getting ready to head out the door. I'm brushing my teeth. I have to pee. And I was like, okay, hold on. Great grandma comes walking in because she can't hear me. She didn't hear me say, hold on. And she goes, don't go anywhere. I just have to pee. It's okay. You don't have to leave. And I'm sitting there very uncomfortable. And she's just drops trowel.
Yeah.
And just lets it go. And I'm trying to pick up my stuff.
Wait. Are you still brushing your teeth? Did you stop or just kept going while
she's... Well, I'm trying to. Like, she got there quick. She's a quick one. So she gets over, goes behind me, gets on the toilet, and just starts doing her business. I haven't even had time to gather my things to get out of the bathroom. And I was like, that's okay. Meanwhile, I'm talking and she can't hear me. So...
Hashtag TJ Proms, invasion of the grannies.
Was the most bizarre thing to happen in a long time to me before work. I was like, okay, well.
You have a lock on your bathroom door? You're going to start using it?
Well, I guess I'm going to have to. Normally at 4:30 in the morning, I'm pretty safe.
I'm sticking up for great granny, whether she could hear or not. At least she knocked. That was a courtesy knock. I'm on her side.